Then it also falls on to people who are not living with HIV to take care of themselves as well. So taking PrEP, if they know that they're at risk, taking PrEP is important. Understanding where they can access PEP if they need it to is important. And they are part of ending the epidemic as well. It's not just people living with HIV, it's the people who are not living with it as well. They are just as part of ending the epidemic as anyone else. Especially if that individual is at risk in any way, form, or fashion of contracting HIV. So I do think that's important. And I think I also have to recognize my privilege in a way, that I am someone who has easy access to care. So I will throw that into the mix, that folks who have that ease of access to care are more likely, like me, to be able to stay undetectable. Folks who might live in a rural area or not have access to a hospital, may not have a car, might live below the poverty line, don't necessarily have the ability to access the care that I'm easily have had easy access to. So I do think it's fair to mention that point. But going back to preventing and dating, I met someone 2 years ago. We stayed in a relationship for over a year. As soon as he found out about my status, as soon as I told him, he was like, "Oh, well, I guess I have to learn." And that's the attitude that I think you should have, is that anyone should have. And his attitude was perfect, as he just turned around and said, I'm going to learn about this." And so he's the kind of guy who researches everything. So he automatically just did the right research, got online, and understood that, I cannot transmit this virus because I am undetectable. And he was already on PrEP, so we had nothing to worry about. He was already doing his part in preventing.